that this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talk. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Ted Parrish, chartered financial analyst, and Gene Willie Hensler. I think he trumps us all with a PhD.
There you go, buddy. Piled hip deep. And I can tell you right now, I worked hard for that. I can't remember it anymore. Now it's sort of a fading memory. What went on this week economically?
Retail sales. Not the weekly, but the monthly were horrible, and then you had a lot of retail companies report.
Now, and I'm telling you right now, we talked about that over the last couple of weeks, and they want to talk about the income's gone up and all this stuff. Man, I'm telling you right now, sales are flat to down
on Walmart,
all over the place, and every one of these people comes out. Also now, not just the Walmarts and the Kohl's and the whatever, we're talking about who's the guy with the fancy shoes who's beating Coach up?
Michael Kors. Yeah.
He's talking about things not being well in the future. He's lowering expectations. Mm-hmm. Saks is lowering expectations. Macy's lowering expectations. They see that the consumer is just not spending except on cars, and even in the last, I think the last sales on cars was rather low.
Well, this report here had really weak car sales as well as lower gas prices. Heard it, X autos and X gas, it was slightly up, but still not where we expected it to be.
Yeah, that's not good. And then we can start taking a look at mortgage applications.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
Bad.
I read a report this week that talks about how the first-time home buyer has been crowded out by investors, and that's still continuing. It's saying that investors represented 52% of the lowest 25% of home purchases, which is the
still
spot for first time.
Well, I can believe that because I mean we're out looking. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. We see something for $110,000, $120,000 bucks. What? We want to snap it up if it's in relatively decent shape.
And credit standards have gotten more tighter. They're saying that down payments represent 8.8% of the sales price versus 3.1%. In 2006.
I thought there was pressures on the banks again to ease up.
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah. FHA.
Don't believe the hype.
No? How would you know this, Bill?
Well, because I was at dinner last night with our trusty referral source to mortgages,
yes.
Mike Russo.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, it's very hard to get people to qualify. It's still hard. They still have very tight lending standards, which... I mean, you know, I don't know that I am disappointed in that. I mean, at some point.
No, I don't want things to happen like happened last time.
Right.
Hey, and FHA, they raised their the PMI, the percentage.
Right.
So, I mean, their standards are tighter. So.
Well, I see ads on TV right now for VA loans.
Yeah.
Which are zero down, I do believe.
It's sort of like watching... reading anything on the internet just because you saw it on TV don't make it so.
No, what I'm saying is when I see people advertising, spending advertising dollars.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, on VA loans and VA refinances, as a matter of fact, I'm wondering what's going on. So it's not like I hear stuff and stuff like that. And that's a zero down for a veteran. And I'm in favor of that.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know. You serve your country.
Yeah. Jobless claims.
Actually spiked up.
Yep.
21,000 up to 311,000. This is a stark reversal from last week's 13,000 decline. But the four-week average is still below 300,000, which hasn't been a persistent or a effect that's happened too many times since 2000. So it's still in a pretty favorable place. Only thing is...
Go ahead.
I did a little reading on the composition of the jobs that we've...
you're reading minds. Go ahead.
It's horrible. I mean, the wage gap is $14,000, 23%.
What does that mean?
That means that the average salary of the jobs, the new jobs now versus back before we went into the recession is 23% lower.
I didn't see that number. What I did see was is most of the new
on
jobs,
average.
Most of the new jobs are low paying. Yeah. That's what I said. So you boy, I was clairvoyant when you came out with this doggone thing and stuff like that. Let's talk about earnings just for a bit. We jumped into those a little bit and talked about how things were slowing. Macy's earnings, we were talking about retail,
bad.
Went up 4%.
They missed earnings and revenue.
That's right. And they said that their outlook looks bad.
Kohl's actually beat their earnings. They missed sales, but they beat their earnings, and they're showing that their cost-cutting efforts are effective and the stock rose, which is good because they've had so many quarters of back-to-back disappointments. But did you know that Walmart hasn't had a same-store sales increase in 6 quarters?
No, more than that.
They've been negative for 6 quarters in a row.
That's right.
Yeah.
They haven't had any growth in about 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I mean.
And someone asked why. Walmart's huge. It's tough. But they're a jack of all trades in retail. And that's a tough place to be and try to grow consistently. They'll get it back. They'll hit a 1 to 3 year growth path, and then they have the same thing happen again. It happens. How long have we been watching Walmart?
True. It's just like that with McDonald's.
Yeah.
So. By the way, this is probably that time you might want to consider purchasing them.
No. I haven't gone to a McDonald's in ages and ages and ages. And the only time I ever do sometimes is when I'm on the road.
I mean, you're one of six billion people.
I judge everything by what I do.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, us mere mortals have to go through TSA.
As far as I'm concerned,
and
as
aren't going to color next week.
Audi should be three times its price right now, but whatever. All right, Priceline.
They beat their earnings. I think they had a little light on sales, but stock was up.
They said their earnings jumped 32%.
Huge. And the big thing is their sales jumped double digits. So, I mean, that company's seeing great.
Isn't Priceline where you try to get a hotel room cheap?
Hotels, flights. A lot of things.
Stuff like that. That means that might be the kind of market you want to be in. People trying to save money.
We've owned it. The stock is just like, $1,800 a share?
What?
Yeah. So I might be a little off by a couple $100 here or there, but it's
pretty. Wow. Earnings per share, $21.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, it has nothing to do with fundamentals.
Cisco that supplies restaurants.
Yep. They suck.
They've had problems.
They're actually merging with U.S. Foods, who my brother worked for. That was our inside
info.
Did you
get that? Did you make any money off of that?
No.
Did you short one, go long the other?
A little stress for him because he's stressed. You know, they have packages for when they have mergers like that, and he might get one in the mail. You never know. Yeah. No.
And now Cisco, the computer company.
Slight beat on their earnings, but nothing spectacular. They gave some really negative notes on
and they're and they're laying off tons and tons of people.
Can we go back to the former conversation?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So U.S. Foods is buying Cisco?
No, Cisco's buying U.S. Foods.
Is there any other distributors out there?
Yeah. I don't think there are any other major public ones. There are some that are owned by larger public companies. But
I don't think so, as a matter of fact.
Some smaller ones, fragmented. It's a fragmented industry still.
Okay. Yeah. Feels like I feel cost increase is coming.
So do I. When you mean less than competition?
Yep.
Could be the case.
Yeah.
Interest rates steady.
They were actually down across the board. The 5-1 ARM was the only thing that jumped. The 2-year was down. The 5-year Treasury was down 6 basis points. The 10-year was down 1 bip. The 30-year was flat at 3.23%. 30-year mortgage was flat at 4.27%.
How long do you think these can stay low, Ted? Given that inflation is jumping,
I think that there's an incentive for the government to try to do as much as possible to keep the long end where it is and actually have the mid to intermediate range go up so that there'll be a flattening of the curve.
Oh. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.